At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Please turn and please raise your right hand, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
You may take your seat. Please speak loudly and clearly. You may adjust the microphone if you need to. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Please introduce yourself to the jury.
Yes, my name is Josh Turner. I'm a deputy with the Leon County Sheriff's Office.
How long have you been employed with the Leon County Sheriff's Office?
Since September of 2016.
And during your time with the Leon County Sheriff's Office, can you tell the jury a little bit about what assignments you have worked?
Yes, I was in 2019, a field training officer, and then in 2020, I went transferred into the Criminal Investigations Division at the Sheriff's Office. I worked in property crimes, auto crimes, and violent crimes.
Okay. And in your role as a detective with the Leon County Sheriff's Office, did you come to interview an inmate by the name of Drina Bernhardt?
I did.
And did you meet with her on December 18th of 2024?
I did.
Okay. And subsequent to that, did you notify the state attorney's office that Ms. Bernhardt had information concerning Donna Adelson?
I did.
And did you then attend a recorded interview with Ms. Bernhardt at the state attorney's office?
Yes.
During that interview, did she indicate what, if any, steps, and by she I'm referring to Ms. Bernhardt, took in when she was speaking with Ms. Adelson in the pod at the Leon County Detention Center?
She said that she was speaking to Ms. Adelson throughout the day and sitting in front of a camera at the detention facility.
She specifically stated that she situated herself and Ms. Adelson so that they would be picked up on the surveillance footage?
I'm not sure the exact wording, but yes.
Something to that effect?
Correct.
Okay. Now, previously, did you review State's Exhibit 105?
Yes.
And what was that?
I believe it was the recording of the pod, the annex.
Okay, so the surveillance video?
Yes.
So, after Ms. Bernhardt's interview on December 20th, 2024, at the state attorney's office, did you go back to your office to download the surveillance video?
No, sir. I went to my vehicle and backed up to the state attorney's office and downloaded it from there.
Okay, so you went to get your computer?
Yes, sir.
So back then, when you were assigned to the investigations unit, you had access to the surveillance videos?
I did.
Okay, and then you logged in from the state attorney's office and downloaded that?
Correct.
Your Honor, may I approach the witness and show him? It was marked for identification purposes as State's Exhibit 105.
You may.
Do you recognize State's Exhibit 105?
I do.
Is this the surveillance, or is this a portion of the surveillance video that you obtained from the Leon County Detention Facility?
It is.
Any, aside from shortening the video so it was easier to show in court, any changes to it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, just a moment. And at this point in time, I would move into evidence as Defense Exhibit 70, the surveillance video.
My objections will complete, Ms. Judge. I'm not sure how much shortening occurred, but I would ask for all of State's 105 to be admitted.
And I could say, Your Honor, that the video that was provided to us as State's 105 is exactly what I copied onto this thumb drive.
The item is admitted. It is to be published in its entirety.
Thank you, Your Honor. So that I could use the computer. Is it okay if I stand over here rather than at the lectern?
That's fine.
Okay. So, Detective, initially in the video, do we see Ms. Bernhardt or Ms. Adelson?
Yes, they are back towards the bunks.
And do they walk towards the foreground of the video?
At one point.
Fast forward a little bit. Who's seated at the table with the dark hair?
That's Drina Bernhardt.
What does she have in front of her?
A notebook with a daisy and a yellow folder, looks like.
The video appear to show Ms. Bernhardt putting a chair at the table towards the right?
It does.
Who's walking up now?
Ms. Adelson.
Does it appear from the video that Ms. Bernhardt got Ms. Adelson to sit down at that table?
It does.
And they're engaged in conversation?
Yes.
Without stating the obvious, there's no audio on this video, correct?
Correct.
Detective, at this point, we're over 8 minutes into the video. Neither one of them have started writing, have they?
No.
Explain to the jury what Ms. Barhauer just did.
It appears she took a piece of paper out of her notebook and is showing Ms. Adelson something on that page.
It appears that something is already written on that page.
Potentially, I can't tell.
Now, Ms. Barnhart writing on a piece of paper.
Correct.
It appears that Ms. Bernhardt is writing at this point.
Correct.
Judge, given that this is an hour and 14 minute long video, instead of publishing it in full as requested, is it okay if I fast forward to the points that I'm trying to make? Thank you, Your Honor. Who's writing?
Ms. Bernhardt.
Who's writing?
Ms. Bernhardt.
14:33, she's still writing?
Yes.
14:46. My client takes the paper and starts writing, correct?
Correct.
16:42. Did Ms. Barnhart take the notebook back?
She did.
Okay. from this vantage point, we can't see what Miss Adelson is writing, can we?
Correct.
However, it's clear that Miss Barnhart's still speaking with my client.
They seem to be engaged in conversation.
$2,250. What do we see Miss Barnhart doing now?
She placed two notebooks on the table.
And one of them was the hot pink one that we saw. I think the state's admitted into evidence. It's a hot pink?
Correct.
Okay. $2,124, what do we see now?
Trina's opening the hot pink notebook.
Is she showing Mrs. Adelson something in that notebook?
It appears so.
My fast forwarder. 4404. Are they both writing?
Yes.
Thank you. 48.2, Mrs. Adelson, when did Drina something? Do they appear to be discussing it now?
It appears so.
Fast forward a little bit, 51 minutes. It appeared that Miss Adelson had gotten up and is now sitting back down.
That's correct.
Fast forward to 54 minutes. It still appears that they're both looking through the pages and discussing them.
It does.
Now we're at 55:35. They're still both discussing some topic, correct?
Correct.
We don't know what they're discussing.
Correct.
And they're both looking at pages that they have in front of them.
Correct.
We're at 59:34. Appears they're both still writing.
Correct.
And as with previously, can we tell what they're writing?
No.
Can we determine what they're discussing?
No.
Thank you. Now we're at 1 minute, or 1 hour, 1 minute and 22 seconds. Can you tell the jury what's going on here?
Miss Bernhardt just opened some notebook. She's writing, and Miss Adelson is also writing.
Detective, from your previous review of this surveillance video, does the same behavior continue where they're both writing and discussing things between now and the end of the video?
I believe so, yes.
Did you recall the date that video was collected? I'm sorry, it's a poorly worded question. Do you recall the date that video was taken?
I believe it was December 19th.
So the day before Ms. Adelson met with the state attorney's office. I'm sorry, Ms. Bernhardt. Thank you.
Correct.
Just a moment, Your Honor. Detective, that's the day after Ms. Bernhardt told you that she had information about my client.
Correct.
Nothing further?
Cross examine.
Hey, mate.
When you went with her on the 18th, she told you not just that she had information about Donna Adelson, but that Donna Adelson was trying to enlist her, solicit her to give perjured testimony in this trial, right?
Correct.
So you learned that on the 18th. You relay that information to who?
Investigator Newland.
With my office?
Correct.
Right. And the meeting at the state attorney's office ultimately happened on December 20th, right?
Correct.
And at that time, there was a more detailed interview conducted with Ms. Bernhardt to get the information she had about what had happened, right?
Correct.
Okay. And at that meeting, Bernhardt shows up with this pink notebook pictured in Stacy's Exhibit 62, right?
Correct.
And she tells us in that meeting, hey, here's a script that she's written for me that she wants me to deliver at trial, right?
Correct.
And you were able to photograph the thing, and this is what's pictured in State 62?
Correct.
Okay. And what were Drina's instructions from the defendant about this exhibit? Why did we have to photograph it instead of impounding the thing?
Her instructions were to read over that and to trace it in her own handwriting and provide that back to Ms. Adelson.
Okay, so she's supposed to copy what's here and give this back to Ms. Adelson.
Correct.
So Ms. Adelson was going to be expecting to get this thing back. We had to send it back with her, right?
Correct.
Did Bernhardt at the meeting on December 20th tell you when this script was authored by Mrs. Adelson?
She was speaking to Investigator Newland, but I don't recall.
Based on what she told Investigator Newland, did you go and review that video and find the video that we just watched?
Correct.
All right, and so the video is from December 19th, right?
Correct.
So you didn't look through multiple days of videos, you knew to go to December 19th, right?
Correct.
So Bernhardt obviously said, she wrote this yesterday.
Correct.
I was just to copy it and give it back to her. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And so when you went and found the video, did the video appear to corroborate what Bernhardt had told law enforcement that day?
It did.
And when Bernhardt originally reported this to you on the 18th, you said you let Investigator Newland know. Did you let Bernhardt know, hey, you're going to be interviewed on the 20th?
No.
Did Bernhardt have any way of knowing that we were going to have a meeting on the 20th?
Not to my knowledge.
In fact, didn't we consider waiting until after Christmas to meet with her?
Correct.
Remember that? I was home with a bad injury, bad back.
Yes.
The kids were out of school. It was Christmas time. We talked about doing it after Christmas, right?
Correct.
So wasn't it just dumb luck that we happened to bring her over on the day that she was in possession of this thing in defendant's handwriting?
Yes.
Defense says, well, both women wrote in the notebook. We see one writing, we see the other one writing. Are you a handwriting expert?
No, ma'am.
Would you defer to the expertise of a handwriting expert in determining who wrote this particular thing?
Yes.
I want to publish that video. What, at 52:14? I think you already watched the part where Miss Barnhart here does take this pink notebook out and give it to Donna Adelson, right?
Correct.
And it is Barnhart's notebook, right?
Yes.
And after she gives it to the defendant does proceed to write in the notebook for quite some time, right?
Correct.
And if we go to 58:19, we see Mrs. Adelson get up and walk away, and then she later returns, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then we go to 104. We see Miss Bernhardt get up and walk away, and Mrs. Adelson continues writing.
Correct.
Nothing further.
Pretty direct examination.
Detective, we know that Miss Adelson expected this document back that was written in Drina's notebook because that's what Drina said, right?
Correct.
But we can't hear what's being discussed on that video.
Correct.
We have to rely on what Miss Bernhardt says.
Correct.
Now, you testified on cross that Miss Barnhart did not know that she was being brought up to the state attorney's office for a meeting on the 20th.
I don't believe she knew the date.
Yet, when she came, she brought a bunch of materials with her.
Correct.
And the state attorney's office collected what Drina said they should collect.
Correct.
Nothing further.
Will the detective be recalled by the party?
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think the police are from the state.
Defense would do the same, right?
Haven't been back.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.